Rinpoche is going to explain to us the text of Chandra, which was written by Chandra on the Middle Way, and he's going to teach us about the introduction to it.
Telayang sa jodan bharud simba jod jardin che bar seba le tereng kam der sa sumba dang zoba bharud simba jardin che bar kam res.
And the introduction to this book is made up of the ten parameters which belong to the 10 levels of the Bodhisattva. And tonight we're going to be discussing the third parameter, which accords with the third level of realization of the Bodhisattva.
Tela sa sumba te tenji che parang, mengi che parang tenji che par te wo sepa.
And the name of this level is the Illuminator.
The word is na nyamjag kapso. Pena satambu ni chupa pata nyamja ke kapso chuni le chupa nyevar kevra chordi nyamar kevra kegwari. Teni du satsumba le o se kupa se kodi karara sana nyamja le dango bine kapso jitob do ye hije nao sangha o tawin jomwe chani teni satsumba le o se pa se kere.
Jitob ki sadu?
Jitob. Jitob ki kapso. Nyam yale dangon ba kapsa. Tanda yehi jenawa sanan yungu yunus.
And why is this third level called, Jerome translates it as the radiant light or the illuminator. The reason is because although the realization at the third level is exactly the same as for the first level, in the absorption phase of meditation, it is not the same in the post-meditate or the post-absorption phase. When one arises from this state of absorption to the post-absorptive stage, then the awareness which appears within the meditator appears as a radiant light, and hence the name for this level.
Esa sumba kapsa ta zo parada simba chole zo pa parada simba nyamlin chi lakpa tobara yas.
And the realization at this third bodhisattva level is the realization of transcendental patience.
Zo pa parada simba tope ta de kande yere sena sa sumba kapsa pena sa sumba lane ba sanju simba ti Hyanyuru pa pardo, tani jie te, sang re re ni jie te, jie par jo na yang, te sa sumpa sangju sampa te, kondro jie hyo maresa.
The sign of this transcendental patience is when one can cut piece by piece of the person who has this realization, piece by piece of his flesh and his bones, without his giving rise to the least bit of anger to the person who is cutting his flesh, to his aggressor. When he shows not the slightest sign of anger towards him, then this is the sign of transcendental patience.
Tene zoba gom zoba yabo gom toba yino tene semkiwa yungres.
Edo
semkiwa yabo yungres.
And when one meditates on patience, then the
mind is completely at peace.
And the opposite case to meditating on patience, when one doesn't meditate on patience and one gives rise to anger, then regarding anger there are many teachings about it and results that are talked about it. And first of all, this state of anger is characterized by a physical change which is disagreeable or which is unattractive. Characteristic of somebody who has patience is not to fall among vulgar people or not to become coarse and common oneself. not to be vulgar, not to be coarse.
When
one doesn't have patience, then one becomes vulgar and coarse.
Then zoom at the condo jiba in a hirap tordam, tordam tormain by hibam. Tordam tormain by hibi hirap there, cross on the yins in the hirabanyam rubres, condo wank.
The third characteristic of somebody who is under the influence of anger is that he will lose all his sense of right and wrong. He will lose his wisdom or his common sense, and he won't be able to judge what is true and false in a situation. Rinpoche says, how can somebody lose his, or what is it like to lose one sense of judgment and one sense of perception? And Rinpoche says that we've all studied and we should know ourselves and should have experienced ourselves what it is like. And anger is even the cause for not attaining happiness or realizing happiness in this very life, or in this life, in this existence itself. Somebody may be endowed with many riches and much happiness, but if he then falls under the influence of anger, all the good things that he possessed will slowly fade away or disintegrate, and instead he will then experience suffering and what is unpleasant.
And
in addition to that, through being under the influence of anger, one will lose one's sense of judgment, and through not having one's reason, one's judgment, and not having the happiness in this life, then also in future lives, one will be born in lower realms of existence. One can differentiate between the different motivations for killing somebody. One can kill somebody out of desire, out of attachment. One can kill somebody out of stupidity or ignorance. And one can kill somebody out of anger. And the worst of these three motivations for killing somebody is to kill them out of anger.
Zoba gone to buy in a control at the John Mambo here, but tea, tell a dog we ain't in the togres. Dog so good.
On the other hand, if one practices patience, then all the negative factors that we've been enumerating, then these will be transformed into positive qualities through this practice.
Tendu zeba gomba thap de la tene mambu he yure de zuwa de pena drawa de kondro je on ba kap so drawa ran de ne ba se na drawa de la rawang me par sam de zeba gongo re.
How should one meditate on patience? There are many methods for this, and the principal one is as follows. When anger is born in somebody against us, then one should meditate by thinking that the person who has given rise to anger isn't in control of himself. And understanding this, one then has patience towards him. And this is the principal method to give rise to patience.
Rama mebate kande samgore sana dravo te rama mebate kondro kuzubare kondro te rama mebate goje te kondro jezi ji jujin tenjo tender che cho yondu te rama mebate kondro che bare kondro 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 hedan kondro te kande dravo te kondro rama mebate jo kondro te kande sene rama mebate jo ne sana kondro koran jezi ji jodan jin de cho yondu rama mebate kondro che ne Then the Dawala Rama may be chung.
And when we talk about family losing control of himself and coming under the influence of anger, what does it mean to lose control of oneself or to lose one's sense of judgment? It means that this person has come under the influence of the causes and conditions, or his lack of self-control is due to the coming about or the coming together of certain causes and conditions.
Then draw la rama me ba te ran ran la ji sa pa go re sa ran yi chang kong do che ka so tam bo ni nga kong do yi ma sa na ya rama me ba kong do che yong go re te na yi Dawal yungu yobar samdi te zöpa gongu yores. Rani kondro chev kapso tambo ni nga kondro yin ma sam na yang kondro chezi ji ju jindu tsong di rawan meba kondro chi kondro chi yomba kapso rawan meba chungarwa ta ten dawa ji dawal yungu yores nyin ji samdi ni zöpa gongu yores.
The most difficult thing that we will find, in fact, is to give rise to patience.
Tene zoba gong toba yino tene pen drawo kase je mang na zoba de gong pa jendo yeres.
And when one manages to give rise to patience, to meditate on patience, and then one finds that the more enemies one has, the more patience one develops.
Then the Dawa Chetan Manga taking the Zerba Pigre, Zerba Chetan Parva taking the Zerba Parra December. Then it, so I'm just told over it. Here I am where it is.
And through developing more and more patience by having more and more enemies, then one develops more and more. The perfection of patience, or the transcendence of patience, and one accumulates a greater amount of merit. Which is most sure, most certain for developing happiness in this life is to meditate on patience, or to develop patience.
Kangba chick and ते नांसंग मसोला ज़बा याबो योना चिबो योंगरे ज़बा मैं कौनो मांबो योना चिबो योंगमाए
तो if one is living in a house then if the inmates of the house have patience towards each other then the house will be a happy household but if the inmates of the house give rise to anger towards each other then there won't be happiness in the house
pena awa amani kese ne peji kina tele pugso yona awa amani tele zeba me na kondo kondo se ne thuba jage yona awa amani la jibo yonga mare pu te shone pug tel so la jibo yonga mare
example a little further if we consider a family where there's father mother and three children if the father and mother have anger towards each other then not only will they be unhappy but the children will be influenced by their unhappiness and they will also become unhappy
dona kontro teke tena ye ranla yan donga ke ke yinla yan donga te yeres kyen yan donga yinla yan donga zo yeres awa amani de kontro che du korani ya donga jo pugala donga zo ngero kontro teke ranla yan donga donga yungre yenda la yan donga zo
This example serves to show how anger not only affects the person who is under the influence of anger and makes him sad, but its influence spreads to other people and makes them unhappy also.
Tene ben na chungsa jine sanontana chopo chomo tava jine na yang tela zeba ti chona kipo yungre zeba ma chona tene donga yungre.
We take example of any couple where there is patience between this couple then the relationship will be happy but where there is no patience then the relationship will be unhappy
penna chopo chomo ni yewa ina ti ni te kipo ndo hyo re kipo yong de kipo chong na kipo de yong go yo re donga ma yong ba ndo hyo re te kipo te de hyo re kipo yong go na zo pa de gong go yo re se raba
Again, if we take the example of a couple, if we take a girl and boy, then if each of these two, if they're each aspiring for happiness and for peace of mind and serenity, then the best method to achieve this is to meditate on patience.
Penna tobo tomo ni te kondo sab kap ni ga de nyam do kondo ke ba sa ga ma re ke kondo sab kap so ke de ge zo ba gom ya ge tin se yang ke de kondo sab kap so ke de zo ba gom ba tin se ne te ne pen chen ke ge lo zo ba gom ba tin zo go re se do ba te ya bo ye se ab so ran ya kondo sab yi no te chiran la ya de wa ma gu na na la ya de wa mo go se
The problem or the difficulty when one person gives rise to anger is that this person, because he is under the influence of anger, he is unhappy. And due to his unhappiness, he also wants the other person to be unhappy. So in a sense, he tries to draw him into his anger and into his state of unhappiness.
Et
en plus, quand les deux sont en colère.
And finally, if both of them are angry and they're both unhappy, then there's not much one can say about it. It's a pretty bad state.
Et check the contours and check the zebagona, check the contours net et le check the mint en res. Check the contours net et le check the mint en res.
And as Rupaji said earlier, then if there's a couple and one of them gives rise to anger, then the other person has to develop patience. And if the other one gives rise to anger, then the first one has to develop patience. And one should think of this like anger being an illness. And patience being the medicine which cures the illness. So if one person becomes ill, then the other person has to supply the medicine. And if the second person becomes ill, then the first person has to supply the medicine. So through the situation, then again one can progress and make some good out of it.
Trobo tromo tini nika kondo mazava azoba gonto na tini kala chibo yungres.
And when both people meditate on patience, then happiness ensues, and peace, and calm, and a good state.
Then, mumbo, chuto tabo, mumman, tons on the cups of young, the patacarchi mores. Mumman, tall I am.
And patience is particularly important when there are many people living together, as for example in the center.
The Tandangas and the Dawasom Jerena, because it cups of the Tandas of Joma Kanga and Zerpayabundos, Payabujonsons.
And Rupachi congratulates everybody. Because he said that everyone has shown great patience during this course.
Then the Zapagonto Patito of the Control Hibde, Control maybe Hibde, Control maybe same Hibati, Yaboyores.
Through having developed patience, then you haven't given rise to anger and your minds have been peaceful. And of the 3 months of this course, we've now only got 2 weeks left, and Rinpoche hopes that these 2 weeks will be just as good as what has come before.
Rinpoche
has great confidence that the next 2 weeks are going to be very happy, because during these weeks here, you've all studied very well the Dharma, and you've understood what it is to come under the influence of negativity, and how important it is to develop positive things.
And
not only is patience the prime cause for happiness in this life, but is also the root of attaining the state of Buddhahood. Patience has two aspects. There is worldly patience, and there is patience which transcends the worldly. What is worldly patience? Worldly patience is characterized by 3 things. The first of these is to think that somebody is being patient. I am being patient. The second is to think that one is developing patience towards somebody else, so that there is an aggressor, or there is somebody who has anger, and I'm developing patience towards him. And the third factor is the means, is the practice of patience itself. And when these 3 come together, and one believes in their existence, then this is worldly patience. The illustration for worldly patience is to consider the case of a dream. And in a dream, one may have an aggressor, and one develops patience towards the aggressor, but not recognizing that it is a dream, then one falls under the influence of these three factors, that there is somebody who's developing patience, the aggressor, and the act of developing patience itself.
Zorba gomba yor drawo yang tuon dambat dembar mado patung banyi da kunzob do juma tamalan tawarishi. Tela zorba gomba kangi ba te yang tene tuon dambat dembar mai ba kunzob do juma malam tawarishi na tene hepa gonya zorba gomba te jiktin len debe zorba par res.
And transcendental patience, or patience which transcends the worldly, is to recognize these three factors that we just talked about. So first of all, it is to recognize the insubstantiality of the person who develops patience, to recognize the insubstantiality of the enemy, the person towards whom one develops his patience, and thirdly, to recognize the insubstantiality of the act of developing patience itself. So in this case, it's like realizing the true nature of a dream as being unreal. And at this time, one is then free. One is freed from being under the control of the illusion. And one recognizes everything as being a magical appearance. And one knows the void nature of reality.
Malan je kapso drawi no ba song de zoba gomne zoba gomba kapso malam je drawi no ba la zoba zoba gomba te malam mo khipe zoba na wuji res mo khipe kapso zoba na wuji.
So to recognize these three factors as being illusory is like recognizing the nature of a dream, recognizing that one is dreaming.
Zöbe rangyam, zöbe ngowam, zöbe tsinyite, kontu matokpa rangyam teres. Kontu matokpa,
itupa.
Kontu kajö matokpa. Kontu kajö matokpa de zöbe ngore, zöbe tsinyite.
So tonight Rinpoche has taught us about the perfection of patience and the transcendental perfection of patience, which accords with the third level of realization of a bodhisattva. And this was from the introduction of Chandrakirti's book, the Umala Jukpa, the introduction to the middle way. And this was from the introduction of the book and just given in brief.